If I didn't bust my gun the right way, they'd be wearing a RIP Gucci shirt right now.
I think there's a point where you have to come to where it's like, okay, do you know what? Yes, we've had our differences, but to iron them out on IG Live is a bit, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's too deadly. The only thing, Jeezy's done.
Why did they agree?
No, Jeezy's done for the culture as well.
That's a vibe podcast. Talking about hitmen and shootouts, are we going to touch on this versus battle?
I don't see why not, man.
I didn't watch all of it, but I saw the awkward moments, and I'm so glad I didn't watch it because the secondhand embarrassment was a lot. That's what I picked up from it anyway. When they, it's like, I don't know, there was just a lot of tension. It was very thick, the atmosphere, and I thought, I can't watch
this. I mean, there would be tensions because there's been a loss of life in regards.
It was chilling.
How Gucci Mane has a mindset till this day.
We smoking a Pookie Lope tonight.
messed up.
Put him in the dirt where he belong.
And I send him the box right back to you.
Go pick your friend from the dirt. He can't speak.
That's deep. No, do you know what?
Go pick your friend up from the dirt. He can't speak. That's deep.
What I'm saying.
He was loving Keisha Cole. She was with Diddy.
Oh, that's deep.
Gosh. You know what it is? People with that mindset, I just don't get them, man. Americans are different as well.
Yeah. But you tried to kill me, bro. I get it.
He didn't try to kill him.
It was indirect
in his town, saying obviously a bounty of his chain. But obviously rappers have done that.
Yeah,
in the past.
Yeah, and well, it's just gone.
Yeah,
very
when
very.
Jeezy
left.
And Rick Ross was beefing. When Jeezy, it's funny because when Jeezy
get me the chain.
He goes, holler at me. And then Rick Ross said, you're in the wrong part of Miami. You know what I mean? He's in the wrong part to be calling me. I'm with the Haitians.
You got to cross the bridge, yeah. MIA.
You came with the airport.
You know
fancy.
What?
You can't do stuff like that.
To be honest, yeah, in a two-way perspective, with Gucci Mane, if someone's running up on him in his house, you don't know what you got in the house. Yeah? So if someone's running up on you, it could have been a Pop Smoke situation. You see what I'm saying? And you can die. Because people just shoot you out. Or it can be a situation where people are just snatching your chain and running. But for him to defend himself in that sense, I'll do the same. And I don't blame anybody else that would do the same.
I mean, so you guys are big men now.
Yeah.
Think about it, it's been a while. You're in a different place in life now. Where do you draw the line where it's like, okay, do you know what? Yeah, we had our differences, but I'll be civil. I'm not going to throw little petty shots at you. Let's just get on with this verse.
Yeah, but
thing.
I had to...
Or do you think that because of
there's
what
layers.
Happened,
cause
yeah,
I had,
that's what I was going to say. Because
if I didn't bust my gun the right way, they'd be wearing a RIP Gucci shirt right now.
I think there's a point where you have to come to where it's like, okay, do you know what? Yes, we've had our differences, but to iron them out on IG Live is a bit, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's too deadly. The only thing, Jeezy's done.
Why did they agree?
No, Jeezy's done something wrong as well. Jeezy's done something wrong. Jeezy didn't address this. This is why some people don't like Jeezy as well. Because with Jeezy, he kind of tried to stay silent. He didn't address the situation, obviously, because I think that's his street code, whatever. Mm. But when you look at the interviews after it happened with Gucci Mane, he did look stressed.
Oh, so stressed.
He looked so stressed because he couldn't answer the questions. And the thing is, he didn't acknowledge like what he's done wrong. Because he'd done the bounty for but because he actually knows the person, it's more chilling. You know what I mean? Some people hated that versus them two even sitting down together. Because they've been indirect so much. It was this.
I said the same. If someone's coming to kill off my friend,
it was dark.
If someone's coming to kill off my friend, I cannot be in the same room for entertainment. No way. If I'm the same with you,
that's why they're like Jeezy.
But you know what? the verses was needed because when they performed So Icy, I felt like that kind of bridged the gap a little bit. You could see them bridging the gap. You could see dialogue happening. You can see even Gucci schooling, you can see Jeezy even schooling Gucci a bit. The sense of, okay, cool, you're talking about outfits, you're talking about chains and all of that, but I own half of Atlanta.
But
even so I'm even putting you on a little bit of game that way, real estate. I mean,
for you to be a multi-millionaire and then have people in management and then you get another rapper telling you on live Instagram about properties, you must be a fool, number one. Number two, if you have gone to prison and you've reformed yourself physically, mentally and spiritually and you're aged as well from the time you've killed someone to this point, where there is a lot of animosity or logitation between both parties, and then it comes to a point where you still don't understand the concept and you repeat the same lyrics that is very offensive towards one
very
party.
Very offensive. At,
right in front of you.
I want to disrespect you.
Right, okay.
Because I want to disrespect you.
You want to disrespect
I want to disrespect you for what you've done.
It shows that your brain cells has not increased.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Because you are little. Your mind is little. So now Jeezy's being a bigger man, maybe because he's married, or he's understood whatever, or he's grown, or there's growth, and he's now schooling. So
bro, I showed up. I showed up to the verses. That's growth.
And then you use the same lyrics right after. Right before we even came to truce. So you still disrespected me in my face.
But remember, Jeezy
you knew it was coming.
Jeezy knew it was coming. That's why he set up. It was all tactical.
Yeah, it was tactical.
Gucci obviously said that if you can't perform that song, because it is the truth, the song. I know it's deadly, but it's actually the truth. Okay, Gucci's deep, man. He re-released it the next day. So he's getting money off it as well. He re-released the song.
Yeah, they're playing it. They're playing it in the club as well. Exactly.
Trust me, it is a banger, but it's deadly because it comes from a real place. That's why I felt uncomfortable. I love both of them. You know what I mean? Jeezy's catalogue, Gucci's catalogue, I love both of them. But I think Gucci Mane should have done a statement, obviously, and done their whole peace thing, like on a statement. But you can't be in the same room because there's both sides here. People have, remember, that guy's brother, he lost a brother. That guy had kids. But look at the diss track is so deadly because even when Gucci says it...
You know what?
And Mensa's right because it's so deadly. Jeezy shouldn't have agreed for that song to be played because he did it to get Gucci in the room. And it's, you know, the King Von situation, a lot of King. He had a good, great spin on it.
Yeah.
But I can't sit there and watch Gucci say, what do you call...
We're smoking on Pookie Love tonight.
You left your homeboy, fatherless son.
You can't even raise your own son.
That's deadly. So imagine the son hearing that. It's too deadly. Jeezy was kind of insensitive. He didn't think about how it may look. I know you try to spin it as a positivity, but you can't because someone does that. And the Gucci, that's what I'm saying.
Do you know what? To be fair, sometimes
Gucci's done a power move.
Sometimes you can't fight fire with fire. It's one of those situations where, look, you still have feelings, I still have feelings, but forget our feelings. This is bigger than me and you, as they say.
I feel like Gucci was the bigger man than Jeezy. You don't understand. He could have a PTSD from that thing, jumping over that table, banging that gun.
It's easy
for...
No
one's thinking about Gucci's thing. That's what I like about Gucci. He's so real.
It is.
He's so
PTSD.
Open.
He does have PTSD.
Exactly.
It's easy for Jeezy to walk in that room.
Moment. So remember, Gucci, man, replaying. Do you see when he's walking? Put him in the dirt, right with you. I sent him to the box. And he looked at him.
And he even had to double up. Just in case you're getting ideas that this is touching a nerve, if you send any more shooters, they're going as well. Because I know this is touching you. So if you feel like this is touching and you want to send more shooters, they're going as well. Just in case you had an idea.
I knew Jeezy lost a step, but he couldn't look at Gucci Mane. Mm-hmm. You know when he's sitting in a chair, he said, yo, man, he's giving his speech, looking at the floor. Mm. Gucci Mane was head up the whole time.
Gucci didn't
been addressed properly.
I don't even remember Gucci sitting.
They've been in the green room somewhere, but they can't. They can't make
Did Gucci even sit? When I saw them with jackets on, I thought these men are strapped. I swear that I thought these men are strapped. That's not why. That's why they're not taking their jackets off.
I understand Jeezy's high road approach, but sometimes some things are left unsaid, and the statement should have done. Because remember, Gucci. Respectively, declined.
Yeah, the first time.
People are getting off the Gucci. You know, you should do it. You should do it.
Yeah.
What's going on in Atlanta? The way
do you know what
shut down the
Despite,
thing. The protocol.
All right. Do you know what? Let me put it in a different perspective. You both have animosity, so let's just say you feel how you feel, and I feel how I feel. But Jeezy is now put into a perspective of this is bigger than you and it's bigger than me.
Yeah, I like
so
that.
It's a whole big thing. True, so true now, that. Let's just draw the line. And we're not going to fight fire with fire. Let's call it truce. So your parties and my parties and you and I can literally come to an agreement to call truce and wait the white flag and then move forward. And then later we can have that conversation about it. You know, we don't have to, you know, sing kumbaya, but we can actually do something about it and move forward.
That's how I feel.
You're liking it. That's what I'm saying. I felt that as well as there.
And do you know what it's done? It will allow the naive people to reconcile and reconcile or reconcile together to be, you know, united. Yeah. And I think it's a big step. It's a big step.
Yeah. No, it's a big step. But I feel
but I feel like it could have saved the beefing for another time because people came to hear tunes and have no.
You know what?
Jeezy should have never agreed for that song to be played. I still feel that song is a bit chilling. That stuff you leave if you because remember people it didn't really help people's mindset. It helped Jeezy. People say, "Oh, Jeezy's a reformed man."
I'm not gonna lie to you.
And if like, but Gucci Mane was still. But the thing is, I don't like the way they're trying to paint out Gucci Mane as a thug and he's insensitive and stuff like that. But sometimes you have to be in a man's shoes to understand. It took a lot for him to even be there.
I had to fight a court case. I had to fight for my life twice. Once on the street and once in the court case. Mm. Because you thought you could take my chain, brother?
No.
Come on, bruv. I got to fight you twice. And now, the thing is as well, you made me... I don't know if Gucci caught any bodies before... But because of your actions, you've turned me into a murderer, fam.
Do you know what?
You turned me into a murderer.
I'm not going
to
lie. Yeah.
You forced my hand to murder, fam.
I'm not going to lie.
You forced me to bust my nine,
bro. Let's be real, yeah? Let's be real. We all have choices in life, yeah? The guy that died made a choice to go and run up at someone's yard.
Thank you.
If I run up in your house to even steal a sock or even to prank you, yeah? And you threw a frying pan on my head or shot me with a... 50 caliber shotgun.
Yeah.
And if I died, I made a decision to go in your house and run you up. Full stop. Me and you make a choice to go and rob someone or to go and run up on someone's house. You need to understand that decision that you made comes with every consequence, good and bad. Whether you come back with £100 million or you end up dead in a body bag. Every decision that, or your friend dead, or you getting caught by police. Every decision that you make in life has a choice, and you made a choice to go and run up in someone's house. Even and when I heard about it, 10 grand? I can make overtime with 10 grand. Do you know what I mean?
You're talking about 10 grand in 2020.
I don't care if it's 10 grand in fucking 1902. My point is...
When
we're talking about 10 grand now, and then maybe the year early 2000, what? So I was in secondary school. I don't give a... 10 grand is 10 grand. It doesn't matter how much it is. A washing machine back in the day used to be £56, which is a lot of money. Do you get what I'm saying? A Hoover used to be a luxury... In rich people's houses.
£10,000.
Okay, let's say... So 2020, let's say about...
That could do you a lot back then for a street, brother, cuz.
All right, so... Okay, since money is the most important thing to use a lot's life...
It's not. Okay, I'm just saying, it might pay the rent for it, yeah?
All right, so whatever the concept is, let's say 200K, yeah? Let's say 250,000. That's £250,000, yeah? That can buy a property if
necessary. That shows you the level of poverty that's involved in this.
Right, so let's just say, so £250,000, yeah? So you have now made a decision.
They're poverty stricken, Vlad.
There's poor people that will be happy.
There's a brother outside that will cut your neck for a grand.
Exactly.
Not even a grand, 50 quid.
Exactly.
If I put it
and
in
this is what I'm
his,
to say.
If I put it up, fam.
Because you're stupid. If you're willing to kill, if you're willing to go and run up someone's house and make a decision or a choice for money,
a hitman is a living, bro.
Listen,
I don't think so. It's more of a self-employed.
It's a living. There's hitmen right now because it's a living.
But the thing is, to speak on what you said, Manson, when that happened, the brother did do a statement, the older brother, and he even said there would be no retaliations or no nothing because he knew the consequence. He knew the consequence of his brother's actions. Mm. They went to move on him. And you know America, they're big on having your arms.
£1. 100 grand, 100 million, 100 billion. You made a choice to run up someone. If you body someone, that's a choice you made. If you get bodied, that's a choice you made. If you get caught, that's a choice you made. If you rack up some cash, that's a choice you made. So whatever comes with it, comes with it. If you're on backing your boy in beef and then your boy gets bottled and then has a concussion and dies, that's a choice that you decided to do. If you went to go and bottle somebody or stab someone or shoot someone, that's a choice that you made.
Yeah.
You, I'm not going to lie to you. If you're going to do something, do it with your full chest, full stop.
Yeah. That's what Gucci still stood on. That's one of the things he stood on. So that's the thing.
And you're in Atlanta. Their law system is defense. You run up in my house, I see
Georgia,
someone
well, Georgia.
I'm going to be like, soldier boy, bow.
Yeah.
Bow, bow. Bow.
Yeah.
And what are you gonna do?
Yeah, you can't do that.
What are you gonna do?
No, exactly. So he did what he had to do.
And if I do this, I make money, but
no, but like, no, that's what I'm saying. He did what he had to do. But there's a trickle down effect that started from Jeezy putting out the hit on the chain. So there is a trickle down effect, and Jeezy did what he had to do.
Like Gucci Mane said, there's a lot of things that he doesn't regret, and there's a lot of things that he does regret. And he was young, but it's also something he doesn't regret because they entered his house and he had. And so he said, the man tried to kill me. What are you going to do?
Nigga, come to my truck.
Hey,
take my
shot.
Shit.
You
he's supposed to.
Ba. Got him.
Firing at niggas. I'm firing at niggas. I'm firing at niggas outside. I feel like Malcolm X on peeping out the blind. Don't care if it's 900 niggas outside. I'm coming out firing at niggas. Firing at niggas, I hear sirens. I'm firing at niggas. I'm like Malcolm X, I'm peeping out the blind. Cabbage 900 niggas outside. I'm coming out. Man down, click clack. Who your man now? Know you heard about Gucci, man. That boy about letting that thing sound.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So we're on the same page.
Yeah, no, we could.
Listen, I got my gun left.
Yeah. Well, I say regarding the verses, it was a chilling verses, but the bigger picture of it is like obviously they showed the unity thing a little bit. I can understand but I felt like the unity thing was almost it still wasn't clean. It still left a bad taste in everybody's mouth because even with remember the congressperson of Atlanta when she done her speech, they didn't know she's gonna be there. They didn't know who she was.
I didn't even at the start.
Yeah, start. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was giving hi guys. You know, if you sing for Atlanta, like
you do.
I don't know, she's almost like the MP of Atlanta. Like,
she made them look like schoolboys.
Yeah, and the thing is, it felt dumb. And then, the thing is, this whole entertainment is twisted. They start off with positivity, but within their songs, obviously, I know they're telling their truths, isn't it? That's their truths, that's their art.
Mm.
But I feel like Jeezy shouldn't have let that song be played. Because Jeezy played the high road, fair enough, people will respect, oh yeah, Jeezy, you've done your thing, you know what I mean? Just, but at the same time, I think it's insensitive to people around the situation. That's the only thing. Because people are still bringing it up afterwards. People are researching, people never heard the truth. We've been fans of this, yeah, since 2009, yeah? So some people are now researching the truth and so much, you know, internet thugs. Like, oh yeah, Gucci.
Oh my,
Gucci,
wow. Yeah.
And it's almost... It brings it all up again. Because he brought the mentality. Because all the young boys now, they're like, oh yeah, he's ballsy. You know what I mean?
Can I ask you a question?
That's how they're growing.
Yeah, sure.
If me and you are not talking or we're vexed with each other.
Don't ask me a question that you don't want to know the answer to, bro.
Exactly. So if me and you are vexed, and I ask you not to play something or not to do something, are you going to listen to me?
No.
Full stop. Full stop. So Jeezy, whether he makes a request or not, why the fuck should Gucci listen to him? Who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
I'm here to embarrass you. I'm here to let you know that you're wasting.
Look at my opponent. Look at my opponent. Look at his outfit. 10K. Look at my opponent. Yeah, it was an embarrassment.
Well, Gucci saying that as well, it shows how little his brain is.
Yeah, yeah. It's
materialistic.
Yeah. But remember, Jeezy's always been corporate, even when he was hustling. He wanted to be a corporate thing.
Justice League.
All this Fendi and Gucci is goofy. LV Council, you tell them to sue. Rolex, AP, ain't shit. Y'all follow, need that, need us. Almighty, black dollar. Designer, I can't even spell it.
But the thing is, Gucci's a hood legend. Like, it goes back to our power reference with Tommy and Ghost.
Mm.
Gucci's the enforcer. Hood billionaire wearing the jewelries out on the corner. Yeah. You know what I mean? On the lead, smoking weed, just talking about his truths.
Yeah.
He's a hood champion. Where Jeezy's a corporate thug. Corporate. Like mastermind time. He don't need to have shootouts. He sends shooters. That's the reality of it.
He sends lawyers.
Lawyers, yeah, and lawyers.
Lobo style.
But I didn't know it's a sad thing. Look how old they are. You peep it.
It actually makes
sense. That's why I said Americans are different. That's why I said Americans are different.
Could people in their 40s still rocking like this?
Americans are different.
it's mad when you think about the age. You forget they've got so much more.
No, but you say
so much less when it comes to common sense.
But I feel like age, like, okay, you're saying age, right? But most bosses are older. Most bosses of crime families are older. Most, like, you're saying age, but like, does crime have an age?
No.
So this thing of age, I don't know where that kind of falls into it, because most mafia bosses, most jefes, most leaders,
I think we're trying to say that
are men. They're grown men.
They're grown in age, but their mindset are immature. They've got immature minds.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Like, you've grown in age, but your mind's still immature.
But then again, I can't blame them too much, because sometimes when you're in your environment and that's the environment, sometimes money don't change that, because sometimes you are who you are sometimes, but you just get heightened. Your personality gets heightened.
I'll be honest with you, it's all who you are, man.
Yeah.
You can be in a... Look, we're all in a product of environment. We come from, it's not as crazy as Chicago or LA or even, I don't know, bloody somewhere in the south of America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, but everyone's a product of some form of environment. It's a whole mindset situation.
It should be an excuse. Sometimes people love to, it's education as well. People love to stay in that same place and they've got the same opportunities as next man.
Right. So I don't want to bring no names, yeah, but there's people in particular that are in the area. And they're on job and they still have this mindset in their early 40s. When I'm hearing you're 40 and you're having these mindset, and then you have people that are in the same mindset, same age group and same area, but they have a whole different mindset and they're doing different things. I'm just like, man, people come and flex on cars.
No,
I don't
want
to talk too much. You're going to flex on cars, yeah? And then you're going to park up and you're going to try and pop bottles to show that you've made an achievement. You think pop on bottles is an achievement? You can go off license, go and buy that for £50, spending £500-600 in a bottle in a club to show that you had an achievement.
And you can invest that money somewhere else and start a business, or even fund your current business and
money,
things like that.
No money. Road, no road. Gangster, no gangster.
A lot of it is mindset. Gucci took a jab, as in a quick jab. Do you know what I mean? I think he took a quick jab and... because Jeezy came back with the corporate answer, it automatically makes him seem less intelligent just because. But I didn't think that was his stand on be all end all. I think it was just a quick jab. Oh, look at my opponent. But then because Gucci said that and Jeezy came back with a more, let's DC say, appropriate answer. He seems like, he's dumb. He don't know what he's talking about. He's a fool.
You're fools, boy.
Hey, but it's a battle.
Do you know what I mean?
Gucci made a battle track intro. No one's done that in verses. So he came to battle, tune for tune. That's where he came with most of his trap.
I'm done with the
trap list. I call it trap list. He came with his trap list. He came there straight, showing who could out-trap who. But unfortunately, Jeezy, obviously, I don't know, personally, you guys, what's catalogue is better, Jeezy's or Gucci Mane?
But the only thing about Jeezy, and Gucci. Unfortunately, Gucci, because of the way he was living, it's very hard for him to remember a lot of those early lyrics, because that was a lot of it was lean Gucci. Yeah. So the lyrics, and even those, like, we might love them, but you know what, artists, like, he might feel like, I don't even want to perform that song. What was I talking? I was slurring my words. My new songs are so much better. But Jeezy's old songs are such cult classic. Hit the kitchen lights. Cockroaches everywhere. Hit the kitchen lights. Marble floors. You know what I mean? True. Like, those are classics that he can sing. He's got no problem singing. Like, he knows every single word.
He shows you their mindset, as you were mentioned saying. It shows the mindset which Jeezy had from the jump. Mm. Even people that didn't like Gucci respect him, because he came in a millionaire. He didn't come in broke, getting a loan from the record label to put him on. It was never like that. So that's why I rate.
Jeezy came into the rap game because he was like, rah, these men are talking about what I do, and I'm pulling up to the club in a Lambo every day, but no one knows my name. I might as well rap.
Yeah. And there's a clean option as well.
I might as well clean my money and rap.
Yeah, because the life expectancy is not too great when you're on that level. Goes to our power thing, what we talk about power.
Ghost said, I don't know any old drug dealers.
You don't know no old drug dealers, man. And it's always deep because the cycle continues. As Roche was saying about, you know, I mean, the generational curse thing, like the son, father, son thing all going through. It's the same thing. Where does it stop? And Tommy, he was small-minded to the point where he just wanted to be on top. He didn't even have the end game. He just wants to ride it till the wheels fall off. That's why he didn't mind getting... Like, you remember, that's what he wanted. You know what I mean? He was so simple that times change. If they followed Tommy's game plan, yeah? Imagine Ghost was Tommy's underling, yeah? Underboss, whatever. They won't last. I give him 9 years, 7 years, 8 years until a rival gang starts coming up. Yeah.
So Tommy wasn't confident to do anything outside of that. It's what he was good at. I think we touched on it earlier on.
Yeah.
And to kind of operate outside his comfort zone, it was a bit much for him. It was scary. He didn't know how to do it. He wasn't good at doing it. This is what he was good at. He's showing that this is what he's got a knack for. He's given good results at doing this. This other thing, I'm not good at it.
Electrician's not going to be a plumber. You know what I mean? It's just like you can't. You're good at one thing. It's obviously you can study and be one way. But Tommy looked like a high school dropout, innit? He looked like the way he is. He's too street for the boardroom. You know what I'm saying? He's too street for that. So he was only going to one path: dead or in jail. Mm. That was Tommy's path. Like it or not, that's his path. But with the thing is, it's sad as well because Tommy didn't have no kids. So he was riding to the wheels for anyway. You know what I mean? He didn't have no kids. He's riding solo, doing his thing.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Could've. Could have, obviously. We don't know what happened. But yeah, but look at Ghost. He put everybody in position. His daughters, his son, his wife at the start. You know what I'm saying? He did do good by them from his standards.
Generational wealth.
Yeah. Even, he don't have to hug his son and say, I love you, but I guarantee you your trust fund will set your kids up. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing, but... Yeah.
Sometimes I love you is a bit more better than a trust fund.
Yeah. But he did it, man. He got by it. Do you know what? It's all by preference, isn't it? Because I wouldn't mind that. But then again, money's not everything, guys. Some people throw money at their kids and don't know their kids. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's a good balance. You have to find a good balance because love is good, but love don't pay the bills. And also, you need that love as well. So I think you just got to find the right balance. Like when it comes to the love over money or money over love, because both is needed in this life to get anywhere. You can't just be going off of love, 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 love. You need money as well.
Sometimes people see love in different ways. I agree with you. Love could be just paying. Love could be any form of love to that person. Sometimes you don't have to be affectionate, you know what I mean? What I'm saying is just like when you're that age, Tariq's age, obviously, he did need that comfort, you know what I mean? Because he's a young man, you know what I mean? He's the only son, you know what I'm saying? So maybe he need that little additional care. Because, you know, sometimes the mothers can't raise the boy sometimes. He wants to know what his dad... He loves his dad. That's the way he wants to know more about him in a deep sense. He wanted to bring him in to show why his dad's like that.
And he was vexed that they lied to him about Sean as well.
Yeah. Sean was his homie, man. Sean was like the bigger brother that he needed, innit? That's what he needed, so...
Well, we're going to wrap this up. You know how we usually wrap it up. We're going to do a recommendation. So we need album or a song, film or a series. If you can't, then that's cool. Dooku, you got any recommendations? It could be old or new.
I'll say, if you lot got Disney subscription, Mandalorian.
Season two has been ringing off.
Yeah, got 2 seasons currently. Yeah, definitely look into that. With albums... What's up? Can I say Dutch of Eddie?
Touch of Eddie? Touch of Kelly?
Innocent Until Proven, but obviously I was enjoying that album.
You know me. I
was enjoying that album, obviously. Until
I can't really speak on that situation until it comes out fully.
As I said, it's a bit of a sticky one still with that one, but I would say that... Yeah, Until 48 Hours, obviously, his album was good. And I think another album, I think, you should check out Jeezy's, actually, The Recession 2. That's actually not bad. Not bad work, yeah. That's my recommendation for the evening.
Queen's Gambit, I really like that. Star Trek Discovery's comeback. And I've been killing that 2 Chainz. That new Titty Boy, that 2 Chainz is hard.
Yeah,
he went in his bag and he put Real Estate in his bag. I think I might be a bit mad, but this is the best 2 Chainz album I've heard. That's my personal
not far off, man. Definitely.
This is probably the best 2 Chainz album.
Still slightly feels like he wants that Jay-Z verse so bad. That's my only problem with him, man. Like, he's drawing out Jay-Z, but it feels like it's Jay-Z's son in him. I bet he didn't greet Jay-Z in one Rock Nation brunch or something. But I'm surprised that he ever worked with him. So it's mad.
But you know how Jay is. You gotta work for that Jay verse. Like Lil Wayne, you gotta work for that Jay verse. That Jay verse just don't come that easy.
Yeah, but it's a bit deep though, man. He's kind of sunned him a little bit. Because 2 Chainz is a good brother. He, you know what I mean? He's a good lyricist. He's in the public eye. He hasn't really had no dirt on his name, really, man. He's kind of been a clean artist.
Yeah, but I feel like with Jay-Z, I feel like he doesn't like to be reactive. Like, don't just call my name.
Don't just
call my name and expect you'll get what? Because you said my name out loud. Now you think I'm just gonna fold and give you this verse. Like, I do the verse when I want to organically. Yeah. Like, take time. Yeah. I ain't retired yet. You got time. Well, I know I retired before, but just wait on it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, I feel that's how I feel. Jay might be thinking.
I don't know why. I know I'm supposed to speak too long on this, but I don't know why 2 Chainz wants the validation though. He had a track on his new album, Southside Hove. Just let it be done, man. Southern Hove or something like that. Like, come on, man. Give it a rest. I just thought, I hate that begging stuff. Like, allow it.
Yeah, but sometimes
call
it's like
Southern Chainz or something.
But sometimes it's like, okay, cool. I've been in this office for a long time. I've been working top salesman for 10 years. Top salesman for 10 years, and you're still not giving me my shares. Come on, bro. So I get it. I get it. He feels like I deserve this validation now. I've been in this game before all these young brothers that you've been giving these verses to. I've been in the game from day and I'm still here. I was probably, I don't know the timelines, but I was probably in the game before you. I don't really know the full timelines, but you know, maybe 2 Chainz was in the game before him. I don't know the timeline.
I think 2 Chainz started really late in his career. I think he was in his late 20s even.
Did he?
Yeah, he started. Yeah, because when he was part of the group, and he came out of the group, so he started pretty late. He started pretty late a little bit.
No, but wasn't he in the, like, what was that?
He must be like 45 now.
What was 2 Chainz first when he was Titty Boy?
Oh, was it the?
Because he was in there for group. Was he was in there for a while.
Yeah, no, but I'm talking about as a solo. No, but he was still older. He didn't come in fresh faced in the game. Until everybody knew him, and unless everyone knew him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but Jay came in at around our age.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Jay-Z did come in. Actually, you're probably right. Yeah.
So I don't know when. I'm not sure of the timeline.
I think Jay's been in the game more because of albums he's got. But yeah, I think albums he's got. Because I think is 2 Chainz on his fourth?
Nah, 2 Chainz got albums, but a lot of people, unfortunately, just don't know about all his albums. But he had albums before. Like,
no, but
group
his first
albums.
Solo album, when he got signed to Kanye, that's his first solo album. So that's when you're actually going to know 2 Chainz, birth of 2 Chainz, basically. So you kind of started from there, not his group career. Because no one, let's be honest, not some rap groups, some people don't know who the person name is, just know the group as a whole. So I think with 2 Chainz, 2 Chainz himself, like, but he's doing his thing anyway, so.
Mention any recommendations?
Music or
TV shows or what? Both.
I was going to say 2 Chainz, but Busta Rhymes.
Ooh.
The album's cold. To be honest,
Busta is cold.
I think this artist...
That was a very good album.
This artist is underrated. P.A. Salu. He's P.A. Salu. I think he's underrated.
You don't know about that black lad.
Still, hey, listen. I think he's underrated and he's really good.
Sick.
I think people need to tap into him, and obviously you've got Coventry in the map.
Him and that Back Row G single.
Ooh. Yeah, in regards to TV shows, to be honest, I finished watching The Boys.
Yes.
Finished Ratchet.
Hey, Ratchet was right there.
Yeah, it was not bad. I think we got. I finished watching The Shy as well, so I think what I'm gonna get into is, I don't even know how to pronounce it. Is it? I don't even know the name. It's not Utopia or something like that. Euphoria or something like that.
Oh, Euphoria.
Is it that one?
With a Zendaya girl.
That girl, yeah. So I'm going to jump on that. And then the Americans, that's what I'm going to start on.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, I got two more recommendations. 20s, that's a banging show. 20s is a banging show. And Enterprise. Basically, 20s is like these three girls living in America, black-centered. And it's like a... I'd say it's like a kind of modern-ish Girlfriends in a way, but you see it from a different kind of angle. It's a good watch.
But the rewards of Moesha as well. So
like... Oh, yeah.
Moesha, Sister Sister, Girlfriends.
I
don't even need to talk about that. We've been watching that.
I've been reconditioned because now that I'm watching them with new eyes, I'm like,
yeah, certain things. Thank you.
You don't really like Moesha as much. Moesha seems a little bit entitled.
Everything was fine.
It's true. I noticed with Sister Sister, they were so prone to boys at such young age. And then Moesha as well.
Do you see how creepy they made him look? Yeah. I didn't realize this before.
Sexualized young age, man. Yeah. This is the things that people are watching. This all plays down to the.
All of these shows, they're just problematic.
Because this is what I understand, guys, yeah. Even with this whole, not to put Robert Kelly back in this, but even with Robert's situation, I had to separate the man from the music, yeah. But with Robert Kelly's situation, yeah, is the 16-year-olds back then, like 15, 16-year-olds back then, they wanted to be adults so bad. You know, Americans, naturally, a 16-year-old adult. But back then they used to be wanted to be like their mum. They wanted to be girly girls that wanted to be grow up so fast.
But let's not forget that.
About sexual stuff by the time they're 13.
I'm not giving anyone any licenses, but let's not forget that women were getting picked up in school in the UK as well.
But then that's not right, is it? When we actually think about it as adults, that's not correct.
No one's saying it's right. I'm just saying as it's not just America or...
Yeah, it's been going on.
It's not just America. It's not just America, and it's...
No, but come on, guys.
It's mad. No, but America, it's not just America.
Remember, we all wanted to be American at one time. We were so influenced by American culture. It trickled down. I mean, we see what they see, and we'll adopt that. So you guys talking about sister-sister stuff, as Roche said, seeing it with new eyes is mad. You're like, I walk past... My missus watching Girlfriends. I'm like, oh, this is a bit suggestive. I said, daughters do. Go back in the bedroom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's a bit suggestive. It's the suggestive stuff to watch out for. You know, the playful stuff. It's almost like with the TikTok dances. Mm. Isn't it, Manson?
Yeah, for real.
Soon, when our daughters do that little dance and they're trying to make it all playful, but it's a dip and wine.
Yeah.
It's a dip and wine.
No,
low key.
I hear what you mean. Like,
low key. I'm a savage, bougie, but look at what I'm saying. The young dancers from 8, 9 years old, I'm telling you, it's so sexualized, isn't it? But you don't watch it. Trust me, you might look cute
but
on the
TikTok. Do you feel sometimes like it's...
No, do speak.
But do you feel like sometimes it's like... How am I going to say it? Do you feel sometimes it's...
Kids grow up.
We kind of make them grow up because it's like, not in a rude way. She might be doing a little dance, cool. She doesn't know that dance is that dance.
No,
but you've said... stop that dance. She's like,
it's suggestive. No, but stop it.
Why do
stop
I have to
early?
Stop the dance?
No, suggestive.
Subconsciously. Is
thank you. Thank you. Sticking their bum out. So a kid naturally knows something's wrong. Yeah. If
my daughter would know what twerking is. She knows what a bad word is.
Not to be nasty.
Not like she'll do it.
If I was running out of the shower, my trousers fell down, and say my backside was showing, our daughters are automatic, automatic knee-jerk reaction. We know something's wrong. They shouldn't be doing what they're doing. No, they're not doing that. So if they know,
it's a
embarrassing.
Full moon tonight.
Yeah.
Nighty professor.
It's something in your soul when you grow up. You know what's wrong from right. You've got that little inkling. As I was saying to Mesa, Mesa's right as well. It's suggestive stuff that pop up. Yeah. It's the reminders. It's the little stuff. They grow the seeds there. So, and then when boys go to check them, they're like, oh my gosh, the artist I'm looking to, she does suggestive stuff. Maybe I'll stick my hip out.
I feel you pull in a great perspective.
Man. Yeah, intense. My body in the shape. That's what girls do makeup now and stuff
you
like.
Know what?
They see their thing.
He puts it in a great perspective of planting the seed. And that's all it is.
That's what it is. And as he says, you're right.
It's not something I can really speak on because I don't have no kids or
anything. You're a godfather. No, but you've been around
five
kids. You've got family. Five-time champion. Yeah. But you have to understand.
But you don't need to have kids or kids no, to know.
Oh. You got family yeah. members, you got younger cousins that grew up from you, so you know, you kind of know. I know your cousins, but you know. But also, it's we don't make it easy as well because we're learning too. So we're young adults. We're learning too. Yeah. So sometimes we want them to be as equipped, like people's kids. We want them to be as smart as anything. We want them. Yeah. We want them to follow their dreams. We want them not to waste their time. And we've done the same thing, wasting our time video games, going outside, and you know what I mean. So we're trying to give them shortcuts to save them the time that we went through. That's what, when you become a parent, you try and give them shortcuts. Oh, I went through death row. No. I can see the lazy traits already. No. Put it to this thing. That's what you do. So sometimes we force them as well. We're bad. We're just as bad because we're learning as well. So we want them to be so quick, but sometimes they miss the living part.
We're doing the same thing with our parents.
Yeah, same things.
Know? But we're also going to rebel the same way.
I feel like every generation gets better though.
Yeah, every generation. You're right.
Like, from what I've seen.
But does it though?
Generations.
But does it?
I don't see kids get hit anymore by parents or anything like that.
But
a kid can't even
read. You don't see kids get hit by parents by a stick or by a hand, but you see kids being hit by a gun or
true that, or
hit by a phone. You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
Or hit by Instagram or hit by 200-pound trainers.
True.
So they're getting hit in different ways.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's great. Yeah, that's true.
It taps in different ways, man.
I'm not gonna lie. If I wasn't scared of my parents, I'd have probably been an OT fam or had a. The trap line would have been blinging off early.
It was,
do you know what I mean?
Really, has it ever been appealing to you, that sort of lifestyle?
It has.
I'm not going to lie to you. I wake up
from birth.
For the peas.
I've been bad from birth.
For the peas, I wake up every day and I'm like, I'm going to work. Bro, I could have copped and just... Yeah. I could have copped a couple bricks money, and
man.
Yeah.
I think I had enjoyment in finding.
But obviously,
in others, man.
I've always seen the both sides from early, so that put me off as well. And my parents. So it's seeing man go in jail, doing this, doing that from early, that put me off. And hip hop as well, because hip hop has always taught you both sides. Can go left.
I'm not gonna lie.
It can go right.
Before I even knew a sentence, I already biting people's ears and whatnot off, man. I was already on it, 100% pushing people downstairs. Like what? I'll go ham. But like I said, I don't want to incriminate myself, innit?
Yeah.
But I think. But that's the thing. I think some people like the whole adrenaline or danger field. It doesn't have to be about money or street cred or whatnot. Yeah. I think some people just like that whole adrenaline rush.
Bando Diaries. Yeah, man.
Bando Diaries.
Hey. I can't tell you about food, but I know about no.
Bando Diaries. As a man, we've always got this ego thing growing up as men, innit? We always want to be a bad man, you know what I mean? No, you know, the bad man was appealing because
I'm not going
to
lie.
They're getting the most attention in school.
I never wanted
to
be a bad man. I just wanted the peas, fam. Yeah, I just want the peas, fam. Yeah, I don't want no bad man attire, no nothing. With the peas?
I mean, with that lifestyle. You get the peas, but can you sleep?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's that easy. I don't think it is, because you don't know who you're being tailed by. You don't know who's checking you. You don't know who's looking to take you down. You know who's looking to bust your door off. You don't know nothing. And I feel like that is very
You don't
dangerous.
Care. You just live it.
You do care, though.
You don't.
That's why these guys roll around with them dogs, yeah? That they've got in the house, they train to attack.
Yeah, but
because
this,
they don't
no,
want
but
to bust
happens,
their door.
So there's levels. So like when you start getting peas, you need the dog, innit? Because... You see, man.
No, but you don't need the dog. This is what I'm saying. You don't need the dog.
No, you need the dog because of envy.
No, but because you've become part of this lifestyle. Now you need a dog. Yeah. If you wasn't doing this lifestyle, there'd be no need for.
No,
the...
but,
it really shouldn't
protection.
Be that.
No, but millionaires that do business every day, they have panic rooms. No, but millionaires have panic rooms.
Is that a training regiment?
Why do millionaires have panic rooms?
Yeah.
Because they're rich.
Oh, the pennies drop.
But the thing is, with them, at least they can say, yeah, do you know what? I made this money legit and it got robbed, and then people will help them to try and find it. But then when you are on road, it's like,
define legit money, please, because nothing is legitimate.
When I say legit money, I'm talking about, okay, they're like, they've got, I don't know, they're what's that guy?
They pay taxes.
That guy that's got Sports Direct and all that, they're billionaires, they've got this place, they've got that place. Of course they did, but what I'm saying is like, at this point in time, someone like Mike Ashley, I think his name is,
he
probably doesn't have to worry about these things. I could be wrong, but I'm just saying, your guy down the road that's like big boy dealer,
If I acquire
you up at 4 a.m. Why do you think that's
no, but if I acquire your company and 5 million people lose their jobs.
That might get to know who you are and then they're planning licking off your door because they know
that's why the
that it. No, but because they know that it's like, well, what can you do if I do rob you, who are you gonna tell?
That's why I bought the dog.
Yeah, but then why do you want a dog in your house?
So just you for don't that. Want
that. Protection, so don't run no, up. But then that to me I don't like dogs.
So no, but if I acquire your company.
Me too, I got bit by a dog when I was 12.
Yeah, me too, I don't like dogs. Yeah.
So but
I
don't want one in my dogs have guns.
Yeah. Yeah, well, let's hope your aim is correct if there's more than one person.
Let's hope it don't.
All you have to do is close your eyes and squeeze, man.
Exactly.
No, but if I acquire your company, yeah, and then I have 500 people...
Sorry, you want your...
No, but if I acquire your company and I have 500 people lose their jobs because I had to close this department, that department, yeah, that department, cool. Yeah.
Legit,
cool, but legit. One of them brothers is thinking about killing me.
Brother!
Being a big boy...
People shoot up the office every day in America.
We're not in America, I'm talking about you.
This is England, mate.
Because the guns are not really available like that. Maybe that's why.
What, here?
No, but not as much as in America.
Yes, what do you mean, Marie? You just need to know the right guy.
For exactly, you need to know the right guy.
I'm not going to lie,
yeah? My cousin
can't just...
Because they're parents.
My cousin can't just go into Walmart, buy a gun and give it to me.
I'm not going
to
lie, yeah?
Neither can any of us.
I'm not even joking, yeah?
There's a procedure.
Do you know what?
No, my cousin can buy the gun, give it to me, and I'm going to spray up the office.
Looking at the news update for my firearm, yeah? You can get any strap. You can get a long barrel shotgun. You can get 9mm, but the 9mm, you can have a silencer. You need a silencer because of the length. You can have semi-auto. You can have fully auto. And you can go shoot out anywhere you want. England.
Oh.
England.
No, but you need a license.
Yeah.
Well, for you to have a license, all you have to do is go to the police station or go online, pay £70, you fill in the application, they'll contact your doctor to see if you have any mental health issues or whatever. Then it'll take about a 12-week period. You buy your safe, which you ground it to the floor, which you keep your guns in, and that's it.
So now you've got to, someone's at your door, you've got to go to the safe and be like...
No, you don't. It has to be in a secure place. No, it has to be in a secure
place. Yeah. I thought you only have rifles and shotties.
So basically, you have different applications. You can have 9mm, right? So pistols. You can get pistols, which has a extended clip. Not extended clip, you have a silencer.
Yeah.
You can get a shotgun, but a shotgun license that you get is a shotgun license and explosive. So you can get C4, grenades, whatever. Yeah. And then you can also get the first...
Do you have a license? Man?
Yeah, I got a shotgun license.
Hey, no incrimination.
It's all legit. So
shotgun is a code name for sweets, guys.
You can basically... that's the first
sweets.
The third application...
If you put this part in.
Yeah. Sweets.
The third application is because you can get your shotgun and your pistol license. And then when you can sign up to any other range or branch or whatever, which is multiple around the area. You know, the thing is, yeah, it's scary for people to talk about it because of our demographic or our area. But if you realise, all the rich people, middle class people, have all guns.
And how many Kansas times have Chelsea. They even had to put ammunition in those guns? They're just ones they look at like, oh, yeah.
No.
I don't think they use them unless they're hunting. What? It's not gonna no, unless Where's they're hunting. Bike?
Home invasions.
Unless they're hunting, they're not gonna be like, oh, I'm using it for like this. It's not like that.
Home invasions it's happen every day.
Yeah, but then how many home invasions do you hear where someone's been shot? You don't.
I'm serious.
I'm talking about shopping. The person that owned the house has shot the burglar or shot at them. You don't really hear about it.
No, the reason you don't hear about it is because it's not outside the norm, so it doesn't make for good news.
It don't happen, man. Sorry,
no, it happens.
You haven't got time to go to your safe and get your gun, okay, if you're being... Yeah, but then it's...
You don't need
people.
A safe, you just like, need a secure place.
Secure place.
You can open like this. All you need is the bullets need to be on one side to the gun,
so
not
wait,
in the chamber.
When they come in, I've got to be like...
That's long, bro.
By the time you've done that, they're already
quick. Guys, do you know what's scary? When
I'm keeping my strap.
Have you noticed when you've got something so dangerous?
Next to me.
It's just like having something that illegal in the house. You kind of drawn to it.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
If I had a,
you start cleaning it, you start taking it out.
And listen,
that,
I know you'd be playing around. You'd be playing on a Friday night.
And I'll be blowing the barrel like,
hey, you know what? I see him in the newspaper like Robert De Niro in Taxi.
Man.
In the mirror.
But you know what?
You're gonna walk in the street with your chest up, waiting for a person you to can, be 10 yards
what?
From your house.
The thing is, you can actually transport, right, with your weapons.
It has to be in a secure case.
Secure case, so you can have, like, an instrument...
Though?
Instrument case, like a violin, or you can get an actual strap bag.
So it's legal?
It's legit. You can travel with guns.
Man said a violin case like Antonio Banderas, you know.
You can, so basically you can have a hunting license. It's a license, but you can use it for different things, so such as hunting. But hunting now, hunting laws now has changed because you want to kill animals and all of that. Yeah. But you can you can do your hunting, but you don't
clay
kill.
Shooting, you know, clay stuff.
You got clay shooting, yeah, you got sports shooting, and then you got range shooting as well. Yeah. So it all varies for different things. You could, like my friend, we went to Kingston, and he left his rifle on top of the car, and he was driving. Someone's like, "Oh, there's a gun! There's a gun!" Armed police came, but the reg, because it's registered, so they know you move around with guns.
But why have you put it on?
It's dangerous, though. He must have got some points off for that one, though.
No, you don't get in trouble. You simply
just
forget.
You don't get in trouble.
It's licensed.
You might have forgot, but I don't know that. No, you might be a rival. It is a common mistake.
The only thing that you shouldn't have is the bullets in the chamber. If you do have the bullets in the chamber, your barrel needs to be open. Or let's say you have your magazine out.
That seems long. Bro, I need to bust my thing, fam.
No, you can, but it's for your safety. Because some people drop it, and some guns are sensitive.
And some people probably shoot themselves. It probably accidents.
Some people shoot their legs. Yeah, shoot like, legs. Yeah. And then also,
Plexico.
If you want to keep it, if you want to keep the bullets in the chamber in your house, you need to have a warning bullet shot first.
So if
someone comes to kill you or whatever, warning shot. And the second one's a warning shot.
Isn't that what happened to that farmer where he got in trouble?
There was a film about that, innit?
But the problem with the UK now is their law is basically before you can defend yourself, but now it's
you've never been able to defend yourself.
The laws has changed where you can only defend yourself to a certain extent. So if someone attacks you, you can beat them, you can bang them up if you want, or you can do whatever you want. But you don't allow them to be battered badly.
You can't maim them.
You can't send them to hospital.
You can't maim them, I take it.
You can't send them to hospital.
Okay.
But I can make a citizen the rest and tie you up in my house.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? True. So basically, once you knock him down, you restrain him, basically. You're not trying to pulverize him.
Yeah, man.
I learned something today, boy.
They closed down now. It used to be the guy at the front there, near Chicken Zone.
Chicken Zone in South London.
He's got guns? No, not the...
Oh, my guy. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Guns. He showed me guns in his shop.
Multiple
guns.
But have you noticed the people that actually own the guns have less trouble?
Yeah.
Have you noticed? Because they don't have a reason to.
Even if you see a fight
or something, that's almost like protecting your property from someone coming with a firearm.
I'm not going to lie. You're not going to pull out your gun. It's extreme.
That's extreme. You can just call the police and keep it moving.
We're not Americans, man. Where was that? Get on my property.
Even a normal clerk, a supermarket worker has probably taken down more bodies than most people.
Yeah.
Just behind the counter. No, just on a night shift.
Shout out to the people in Brazil.
In America, the petrol stations and South America stuff is deep, man.
I was in Maryland, I saw one woman with a Desert Eagle, and I was like, wait, what?
Desert Eagle?
Yeah. Wow.
Look, this is my favorite gun, man.
Bro.
Oh, is it? It's heavy.
Bro.
Oh,
yeah, it's bro, Magnum. I was.
How did Magnum make it?
Bro, yeah, I was in the shop, one aisle. There's green veg. Another aisle, there's clothes. Another aisle, there's ammunition and straps, cuz.
Yeah, I was in Barcelona. I didn't know they
in the same shop, cuz.
Yeah, Barcelona.
You can get a chocolate bar.
But you see how it's changed. You would never notice this. Look at the information that you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's so scary that you know this information, but to somebody like me or someone else, it opens up eyes to another world. I guarantee I'm looking to Tesco's and I see a gun on the rack or something, a water gun.
No,
you know it's funny, we're aware.
You can. I was even looking at shotguns the other day.
I'm scared of you. I just want a nice little handgun, 9mm.
I even send it to my
boy. I don't want no strap because I'm going to use it.
I'll send it to my boys.
But Magnum's safer, 6 shots. You know what I mean?
Look, the other day I was even looking.
I need to go shooting range, man.
I think so.
No, I'm saying, can he take a shooting?
Yeah, so basically, different shooting ranges vary. Some of them you need a person with a full license holder, or some you could just show up. So there's one in Dartford that's not too far where you could just show up and then.
What do you mean by that? Should I be scared?
Oh, like a long time.
Well, yeah, so we out.
Peace.
Bye.
Cali.